This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Wait, what's this? Wait, are you kidding me? This would make a lot of sense. This would really clear things up. Clarify this for me, please. Did you guys hear about this? Bloomberg, I'm getting this from Bloomberg Businessweek, said China used a tiny chip to infiltrate U.S. companies, apparently embedding them into our tech products. Now, have you guys heard about this? Apple said no, it didn't happen. But I'm reading this from Bloomberg Businessweek. So, I mean, I trust them. I don't know, you know, much about tech-type stuff. But I do know that I think my computer watches me. And if I'm talking to my husband about something and then I open up my computer, it, like, has ads for that. You know, I was talking about how my butt is so big. My husband was like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it is. Look, my butt is big. Fine, whatever. I'll agree with you. Only if you say so. I don't see it. Right? Of course, you don't see it because my butt's so big. Can't even see. Then I pull up the computer, and they're like, how to limit the size of your butt. I'm like, well, thank you for spying on me. So according to Bloomberg Businessweek, they say in 2015, Amazon.com Inc. began, this is what they say, quietly evaluating a startup called Elemental Technologies. This is a potential acquisition to help with a major expansion of its streaming video service known as Amazon Prime Video. Based in Portland, Oregon, Elemental made software for compressing massive video files and formatting them for different devices. Their technology allowed us to stream Olympic Games online, communicate with the International Space Station, funnel drone footage to the CIA, and Elemental's national security contracts weren't the main reason for the proposed acquisition, but it did fit nicely with Amazon's businesses, and they needed stuff that was secure. Well, apparently, they kind of go on. They say AWS, Amazon Web Services, was overseeing the prospective acquisition, and they hired a third-party company to scrutinize their security. This is according to one person familiar with the process. The first pass, however, uncovered troubling issues, prompting them to take a closer look at the main product. They say the expensive servers that customers installed into their networks to handle the video compression were assembled by Super Microcomputer, Inc., a San Jose-based company that's also one of the world's biggest suppliers of server motherboards. The fiberglass-mounted clusters of chips and capacitors act as neurons of data centers. They say in the late spring of 2015, Elemental staff boxed up several servers, sent them to Ontario, Canada, for the third-party company to test. And they said nested on these motherboards, there was a tiny microchip, not bigger than a grain of rice, that was not part of the board's original design. Amazon reported the discovery to U.S. authorities, and this sent, they say, a shudder through the intelligence community. I know already the hair on the back of my neck is standing up going, oh no. Elemental servers could be found in the Department of Defense's data centers, the CIA's drone operations on board Navy warships. And Elemental was just one of hundreds of Super Micro customers. So I guess there was a probe. It still remains open. Investigators determined that the chips allowed the attackers to create a stealth doorway into any network that included the altered machines. This is again coming from Bloomberg Businessweek. Multiple people familiar with the matter say investigators found that the chips had been inserted at factories. factories run by manufacturing subcontractors in where? China. Meaning, they could have pulled off one of the biggest cyber attacks once they collected all the data for years, hiding into our computers. Now, I don't know if the computer I have right now in the studio has that. I mean, I don't know if China is right now getting the Dr. Dahlia show, because we talk about a lot of secret stuff, right? We do. We talk a lot about a lot of secret stuff. I know people could listen to the show in China if they wanted to, but nobody does. So that's why I figure, it's okay, we could talk, you know, we could talk. But that's some scary stuff. Now, they say there are two ways for spies to alter the guts of computer equipment. One is known as interdiction, which consists of manipulating devices as they're in transit from manufacturer to customer. Apparently, spy agencies apparently like that. I think that's how Ed Snowden did it. The other method involves seeding changes from the very beginning. Now, China, I guess, makes 75% of the world's mobile phones, 90% of its PCs. So they would have to, at the factory level, do their insertion if it happened then. Now, I believe Apple Computer said, no. They actually wrote a letter to Congress denying the spy chip report. And I'm not going to read you the whole letter. But Apple flatly denied that any of their servers were compromised by the use of microchips implanted by Chinese spies. Now, again, people say, well, is this fake news? Is this just a rumor? I don't know. I mean, Bloomberg is a pretty big... I see this as very believable. I mean, you know, we do everything online. This is so... Somebody is listening to us. These ads, even in America, I don't even think it's just China. I think in America, people can watch us through our little camera on our computer. I have tape on my work computer. I have a little piece of tape over that so people can't watch me. People are hacking little baby monitors. There's a kid that is taking credit, a 25-year-old Italian, admitting to hacking NASA. Apparently he's confessed to carrying out dozens of hacks on websites in Italy and abroad, including NASA. Only 25 years old, from the town of Salo. So, I'm not surprised by this, but maybe have a quiet room and have all your conversations and sex there where there's no phones. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon first-time choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this caught my eye. This always catches my eye. Everybody wants their boss to do things differently so they live longer. And so some are requesting a shorter work week. Four ways a shorter work week could help you live longer, according to CNN. This is based on full and part-time workers' hours. People in the United States work on average 8 hours every weekday, up to 40 hours a week. Oh, that would be a vacation for me. Please. Man, if I only had to work 8 hours a day, gosh, I would be in heaven. Man, everybody complains. Man, I have to work 9 to 5. Please. Don't want to hear it. Anyway. Now, it's according to 2017 data from the U.S. Department of Labor Bureau Labor Statistics. They say working more than that has been tied to some negative health outcomes. Well, now you tell us. Especially for individuals who work extended hours or very long hours. We're talking people who do 50, 60, 70, 80 hours per week. 80 hours per week is still, that's probably on a good day. A good week. I'm a workaholic. I got stuff to do. I got to prep for my show. I got to write an article. I got to get ready for an interview. I got to work. I got to help the students. I do a lot of stuff. Help my husband's practice. There's a lot of things I have to do. But that's according to Dr. Azizi Sykes, an assistant professor at NYU Langone. Now, he focuses on sleep and stress research. Well, not all of us are as lucky as Dr. Sykes. He said, generally, that's associated with a host of mental and psychological health issues, as well as physical health issues. And the third one, which we don't hear about, relational health issues. He says each of those aspects of your health, mental, physical, and personal relationships, can play a role on how long you live. Here are four ways that working fewer hours each week could help boost your longevity. We'll talk about this, and we'll talk about how practical these can be. One is, they said you could de-stress. Longer work weeks increase a person's risk for psychosocial stress responses and depressive symptoms. In other words, long work weeks can stress you out. So what do you mean long work weeks? Like Monday through Friday? They say a study published in the journal Psychological Medicine in 2011 found that working more than 55 hours per week predicted subsequent depressive and anxiety symptoms in British people aged 44 to 66 who were employed full-time. All right. Okay, so fine, stress and anxiety. Number two, if you have a shorter work week, you could sleep more. As you sleep, you enter a biological process in which certain hormones are released to repair cells and make sure that your body and brain function properly the next day. I don't know, because I got some real good sleep yesterday. I mean, we're talking some real good sleep. And then I had an interview this morning, and I just was not on my game. Sometimes when I sleep a lot, I'm a little bit too out of it. I think I need to kind of have my epinephrine up, but that's just me. But true, during sleep, the brain clears out metabolic waste, products accumulating during wakefulness. That's important for brain health. They also say that newly learned information is consolidated during sleep. So that's why your students need to get good sleep, so they remember it and it goes into the brain. Sleep also promotes creativity, problem solving, decision making, and they say that car crashes and industrial disasters and occupational errors, medical errors can increase when we tire. Plus, if we're exhausted, we have poor productivity and efficiency. All right, I get that. Then they say you can improve your heart health. Observational studies suggest that if you work less of a work week, there is a less chance of you getting coronary artery disease. Why? Because they found a 40% increased risk of heart disease in those who worked long hours. More than 50 hours a week or more than 10 hours in a day. And again, we'll talk about this because this is us. I really think we need to have some definitions on what exactly is work. If my commute is an hour each way, does that get added to the work week? I think it should. I think being in a car, dealing with traffic, starting and stopping, and the pollution should count as an hour of work, maybe double. So there was a study that was published in 2012. They looked at 12 previously published studies on long working hours, looking at 22,000 people. And they found health risks like diabetes, obesity, hypertension rose. And those can put you at risk for heart disease. Women who worked an average of 60 hours of work per week in a 32-year period had elevated risks of diabetes, non-skin cancer, heart disease, and arthritis. I know we're screwed. Next, they say an advantage to working less and having a smaller work week is you could spend more time with loved ones. All right. Now, some of you will say, no, then I'll have to be with the in-laws. I know. All right. Well, pick and choose then who you want to be with. But they say when you work less, you have more time for your family and time to engage in health-promoting leisure activities. Engaging with loved ones can help battle loneliness. Now, this study was published in the medical journal JAMA in 2012, found that among 1,600 people older than 60, loneliness was a predictor of functional decline and early death. Of participants, 43% were classified as lonely. Only the lonely. All right, so now, okay, so let's go back to this. All right, working a shorter work week. None of us do that. Even if we get to work from home, we don't. And one reason for that is we are addicted to our computer. And we've made more and more work for ourselves. So if your boss gave you a day off, let's say Wednesdays you got off. So you only had to work Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday. What would happen? Well, that Wednesday you might sleep in a little bit, but now if you got kids, you're going to have to get up, get them ready for school. So you're not really sleeping in if the kids and everybody else still has their schedule. Then you're up. All right, well, maybe you'll work out, but you should be working out every day anyway. And then you go, oh, I got to run around. I got to go to the bank. I got to go grocery shopping. I got to get all this stuff done because I can't do it on my weekdays. Got to get my nails done, get my hair done. Well, that to me is work. Getting my nails and hair done, it's something I have to fit in, I have to do, and it keeps me from doing other stuff. I'm glad to do it. I love my stylist. I love to do my nails, but it's not fun. People think women love going to the salon. We don't. We want to look pretty. But it's still work to go and do, you know, and do that. You can't just sit there and, you know, sleep. You still have to sit upright, you know. You got to be friendly. You know, it takes a lot of work for us women to be friendly, right? So this push to work less, I don't know if that's the best thing. Because when you see these studies looking at, well, those who watch TV, they seem to have higher risk for heart disease, etc. I mean, if I had a day off, and when I do have a day off, I watch a lot of TV. Sundays, I watch a lot of football. Yet if I was at work, I'd be running around and moving. So how is my Sunday healthier? Yeah, I spent time with the kids. Yeah, I spent time with the family. But I don't see how that was healthier. I ate pizza, and I sat and watched hours of football. Yeah, I worked while doing it. I was on my computer, so I got some stuff done. But for the most part, I don't see how my Sundays are healthy days for me. So this push to have a shorter work week is an issue. And the other thing is once you cut your hours back, you then get used to that. And then you want to cut them back more. So I work at Toro University, Nevada. Love the place. And it is a school that is of a Jewish background. And so on Friday afternoons, to prepare for the Sabbath, we get to go home early. So we get to leave at 3 instead of 5. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Yet what do? Well, a lot of times I stay late because I have work to do. And then on Saturday, I set up talks or things. I gave a talk this last Saturday. I set up stuff to do on my Saturdays. I just do. And so I notice that even if I get out early, I'm still working. And still, Thursday's a long day. Wednesday's a long day. Mondays are still long days. So you start getting used to leaving early. So I think what needs to be done is we change things up on what it is we need to be healthier. If you need to have family time, then you have some family leave, then it's separate leave, and it is family leave if there's a kid's play. If there's a, not just, you know, taking sick leave for whatever, and I'll kind of get to that, because you guys need to go to your employers and ask for something direct. I'll tell you what to ask for. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
A Turkish court freed American pastor Andrew Brunson on Friday after he spent nearly 2 years in jail and more time under house arrest after he was charged with terrorism and espionage. Brunson's sister Lauren joined Fox News shortly after the news broke.
I remember even now the initial message that we got saying that they had been detained, and that was the last message. They got out for another 12 days after that, for a total of 13 days, no communication at all. Since then, it's been like a nightmare day after day.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael has jumped to at least 12, and FEMA Administrator Brock Long says he expects that number to continue to rise. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is in the panhandle of Florida.
Not since the monster Hurricane Andrew in 1992. That is the comparison to this one.
Nelson was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Carla writes, I've used up all my sick leave and we're coming into flu season. She goes into detail how they have no means for her to get extra leave, and people have offered to donate hours, which is something I'd suggest a while back. And she recommends what she should do. Well, pray that you don't get the flu and get the flu shot. If you used up all your sick leave, and it's October, and you don't get new sick leave until, you know, January, or you don't get new sick leave till July, that's a problem. And apparently she had surgery, and that's why she had used her sick leave. You know, I'm on the employee side, but somebody also has to see it from the employer's point of view. They can't just do unlimited sick leave. You know, somebody is paying your salary. And you can't expect somebody to pay your salary when you're not there. However, what are some things we could do? We have to ask. We have to ask our bosses for, I think, some things that can make our lives a little easier. So if I was in your position where I'm out of sick leave, and there could be the flu, and you don't want to go to work, get other people sick, you don't want to not work. Me, I like to put in extra hours and bank stuff up, but a lot of employers, that just doesn't work. Just like, you know, for me with a radio show, I can't sit here and do a 5-hour show when it's a 3-hour show and then take off 3 days from now. I mean, yeah, maybe you could play a replay, but the problem is work has to be done every day. So one option, if your work will allow it, and some works allow, work from home. And if you have the type of job where if you could log in and, you know, the security is still there, you know, and the firewalls are still up and you're able to access your work from home, you could ask them if on certain days you could work from home. You will show them the work, you will log it on, and you'll actually have double the work. You can even tell them, look, I'll have even more work done because people aren't going to be coming to my office asking and talking and, you know, chit-chatting and et cetera. And I would maybe have a heart-to-heart talk with your boss, you know, saying, look, I used up a lot of my sick leave. I'm afraid that if one day I do start to get some sniffles or start to get some fever, I could still work, but I want to work, but I don't want to come to work and get other people sick. Will you allow me to work from home if I could show you that I get things done? The other thing that I would suggest you talk to your employers about is task goals as opposed to hourly goals. Where I see a lot of people where they're on the clock, and that's it, they're on the clock. So they're playing solitaire, or they're sitting at their desk. And I understand, for some jobs, you have to physically be there. You need to be a body. You need to answer the phone. You need to greet somebody. So you need to physically be there. But there are other jobs where it's really task-oriented. And so, you know, with my job as a teacher, I have papers to grade. I have lectures to set up. I have, you know, students to work with. And I do a lot of my work on the weekends. Because I have some students, if they're working during the school week and working in hospitals and they want some extra practice, their weekend or nights is the only time they could do that. So I work a lot of nights and weekends. And so I'm just getting the task done. There's a goal. We're getting that goal done. And it's on me to figure out how to get it done, either on the work week or on the weekend. And if I have that flexibility with my schedule to get the task done, will your boss have the same flexibility also? So let's say you're in a marketing firm and you need to have, you know, something ready by Monday morning. And it has to be ready by Monday, no matter what. And you're like, look, you know, I got to be off on Friday, but I'm going to do a lot of it Thursday night. If they're happy and that task is done Friday, then who gives a damn if you take off on Friday? So, you know, you have to put yourself into your boss's position. You know, what do they want? Well, one is they don't want to pay for somebody who's not working, which is totally fair. Number two is they don't want to be taken advantage of. Again, totally fair. Number three is they don't want other employees to see somebody get what appears to be, what's the word for favoritism, than others. So if you have somebody that always gets to not come in and work from home, you know, they may say no to you because now everybody's going to want to do that. But if there are certain situations and it is discreet and there's a company policy allowing certain flexibilities, you know, maybe there has to be a company policy where no more than one employee a week gets to work at home. And there has to be some alternating, you know, options for employees, something like that. But there are ways where things like that could be set up. I personally think all employers should change when sick leave is renewed. I think sick leave should be renewed every November. Not January, not July. This way, if somebody burns through their sick leave and blows through it, when the flu season starts, even though it's October, November, but if the flu season starts, at least by November, people have some extra leave to work with. Most of you guys, you don't get extra leave till January, so you end up going to work on purpose when you're sick. I think also there should be a little bank of, we were just talking about, you know, working shorter work weeks and living longer. A lot of us don't want to be at the kids' play, don't want to be at our in-laws' funeral, but you have to. So you don't want to be there. Your boss doesn't want you off, and you're just absolutely screwed either way. But you got to do it. These are things you got to do. And family-type stuff you have to do. Now, I love my kids, and yes, in retrospect, I do like being at their place, you know, but you're still working. You know, you being at your kid's play is not you sitting there on the beach. So work thinks you're taking off. You're taking time off, paid time off, and you're actually doing parental duties. So what I suggest is there's a little bitty bank of maybe 8 hours a year that allows you to do family stuff. And rather than a doctor's note, you have a little proof that you did some family stuff. And it's not a hell of a lot of money employers have to spend out of their pocket. And it's 8 hours for the year, which allows you to sneak away to a school play or sneak away to a funeral. I mean, we're talking extended family. There's bereavement stuff for close family. But allows you to do some of that family stuff. But do not burn through those 8 hours for BS. Now, a lot of jobs have, well, if you don't use your leave, you lose it. And that really ticks people off. So if you don't use your sick leave, you can't rack it up and collect it. Well, that's a problem. Because then you have people going, okay, well, I got to just, you know, call in sick, otherwise I don't get my leave. That I don't like. I would rather it get incentivized. Some companies will actually convert it to vacation days that do carry over. That's very cool. If you don't use your sick leave, you can convert a certain percentage to vacation time or get a bonus or something. I think that's a great incentive. So companies that do that is pretty awesome. But I think what you need to do is find out what it is you want. And if you have trouble, just email me at drdahlia.com and go, look, this is what I need from my boss, and I don't know how to ask for it. And then we need to find out what makes your boss tick. You know, for us, I didn't mind if a nurse called in sick as long as they had a replacement. So if they weren't going to cover a shift, do they have somebody else who could cover for them? Then that's fine. Go right ahead. I don't care. I only had a problem when there was nobody here to be there for the patients. As long as we have somebody to cover, I don't care what time you take off. So figure out what makes your boss tick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we get back, I want to talk about this rare polio-like illness that has been diagnosed now in 6 Minnesota children, and this isn't the first time we've heard this. Also, apparently hand sanitizer may be doing better for young kids than hand washing. That is against everything I've always said. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 6 children in Minnesota have been diagnosed with a rare illness that resembles polio. We do not want anything resembling polio coming back. That was some scary stuff. For those of you too young to remember what happened to grandparents and parents of ours, they would wake up and unfortunately not be able to move and for the rest of their lives be either paralyzed or have some deficit because a virus just overtook them overnight. Now, back in 2016, we had heard that there was a mysterious polio-like paralyzing illness that had affected people in Washington State, and it's called acute flaccid myelitis. Now, back then, they said the age range appeared to be ages 3 to 14. This was back in 2016. And they began investigating this back in 2014 when reports of AFM began to surface across the United States. So, this acute flaccid myelitis appears to affect children. The cause unknown, according to the CDC. Maybe a virus like the poliovirus, West Nile, adenovirus. The disease is not new. This uptick in cases started in 2014. The CDC has, since the start of 2014, received information on 362 cases of AFM. The condition is rare. So, what it does is it occurs inflammation of the brain and spinal cord, causing loss of muscle tone and reflexes. Limb weakness is the primary symptom, but patients could also exhibit slurred speech, facial drooping, and in serious cases, inability to breathe. Why? Because it paralyzes the respiratory muscles. So when you hear of these iron lungs and these lung machines from the 40s and 50s, that a lot of times it was being used for polio cases. Now, luckily, they say mild cases are appearing to resolve, but serious cases can cause residual paralysis or death. So, they believe maybe it's the enterovirus, EVD68, still not conclusive. Some postulate it could be a combination of viruses. Now, Guillain-Barré syndrome is where you get acute limb weakness and paralysis when the immune system starts attacking its own nervous system. But some say that they felt feverish or ill prior, meaning maybe it was a primary cause. Now, what makes this a big deal is, you know how Travis Frederick from the Cowboys has Guillain-Barré, and you hear of this Guillain-Barré, and people claim that sometimes their flu shot can cause Guillain-Barré. What if it's this virus that is attacking, and then they get an immune system response, and maybe it's not officially Guillain-Barré, but it's the virus or the virus and the immune system causing these neurological deficits? They say virus families such as enterovirus, including polio and non-polio enterovirus, adenovirus. Adenovirus causes respiratory illnesses, the flaviviruses like West Nile. These have all been suspected. So according to the CDC, acute flaccid myelitis is rare, less than one in a million cases. But still, multiple states affected. So how do we diagnose it? Well, we look at a variety of factors. We look at your history. How did the paralysis start? The loss of muscle tone? Which limbs did it get affected? Were you sick prior? Then we take lab tests. We look at blood count, cerebral spinal fluid, and then we'll do an MRI of the brain. MRI of the brain may show gray matter involvement. Unfortunately, we don't have effective treatment right now. Depending on the severity of the symptoms, health professionals can consider a variety of options like steroids, IVIG, interferon, antivirals. IVIG seems to help block the antibodies that could be attacking. The only problem with that is sometimes you actually need the antibodies to help fight it if it's a virus. No vaccine. Again, this isn't like polio, so we don't know what the heck it is. And these kids were, from what I understand, immunized against polio. Nobody's telling us that these are unvaccinated kids. And then some people think maybe it's mosquito-borne. So right now, we don't know enough. And not much in the last couple years. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say young children inevitably, right, get sick, and they don't wash their hands really well. Well, researchers in Spain found that children who cleaned their hands with sanitizer instead of soap and water reduced their missed days of school, respiratory infections, and antibiotic prescriptions. Researchers studied 911 children up to age 3 who attended 24 daycare centers in Almeria, Spain. They split the children up and their families into daycare and their daycare centers into 3 groups. Those who would only use hand sanitizer, one that would use soap and water, and those with strict protocols about hygiene. And then the third, just usual hand washing routines. and the hand sanitizer and soap and water groups attended follow-up sessions about respiratory infections and fevers. They received documentation about hand hygiene. So basically, they were told how to wash your hands, etc. And during the 8-month study period, the 911 students had 5,200 respiratory infections that led to 5,100 missed days of daycare. So some of you are like, wow, that's still a lot of getting sick. That means almost each child got sick 4 times in 8 months. That to me is a little high. But the hand sanitizer group missed less days, 3.25% of days of daycare, followed by the soap and water group, which missed 3.9% of days. The group following its usual hand washing routine missed 4.2%. So what does that mean? Well, maybe it means these kids are half-assed when they wash their hands. The authors also found that the soap and water group had a 21% higher risk of contracting a respiratory infection and a 31% higher risk of needing an antibiotic than those using hand sanitizer. There was also a 23% reduction in respiratory infections among the students using hand sanitizer. Now, one of you might say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, didn't somebody say that the blow dryer in the bathroom blows infections around? And yeah, that could be it. I maybe it's because then their hands are wet, and if they didn't dry it off completely, I don't know. To me, this doesn't make sense, because everything we've ever said is you have to wash your hands, and you have to wash them good. So make sure your kids wash your hands, right? And sanitizer is not supposed to, clean muddy dirt that's hardened under the nails. Hand sanitizer is not enough. All right. Pret a Manger, if I hope I pronounced that right, is a restaurant chain. And a second customer has died after eating a sandwich containing an allergen that was not noted on the label. It's a coffee and sandwich business being reported by Fox News that has promised to improve its labeling because there was a death of a 15-year-old who died after eating a Pret baguette that had traces of sesame. Now, there's a second case where someone died last December after eating supposedly dairy-free product that contained dairy protein. Pret a Manger blamed a supplier of its dairy-free yogurt, but the supplier said the allegation was unfounded. So, the parents of the first child who are campaigning for stronger allergen warnings, and they were, quote, incredibly saddened to learn of someone else losing their life from allergens in their food. Why are people dropping dead from eating out this Pret a Manger? I'm looking at one where it's next to a Starbucks, and I don't really know what that means. I don't know why I don't get the pun. Pret a Manger. I don't know. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. But maybe we need to really start rethinking eating out. I think some people that have these allergies may not even realize they're allergic. Usually it's the second or third time around when it gets really fatal. But we have developed some sort of an insensitivity to processed foods. Now, yes, peanuts are whole peanuts, but maybe it was the processed food that started to trigger it to begin with. Maybe we need to start going back to eating, wholesome, family-cooked, farm-cooked food. Yummy stuff. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.